Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, hello for another week, and this time around we're going to start with free or low-cost summer concerts around the Triangle, and we're going to start off with Raleigh's Oak City 7. The concerts are held on Thursdays from 5 to 10:30, City Plaza, Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. Scheduled concerts are set for August 6th, and it ends with August 20th. There's also Pickin' in the Plaza, downtown Raleigh's free summer bluegrass concerts. Pickin' in the Plaza concerts are also held on Thursday on the following dates this summer, and it's wrapped up August 13th and August 27th. A summer or Southern Summer Outdoor Concert Series scheduled through September 20th, Southern Village Chapel Hill. Free concerts on the Village Green each Sunday starting at 6. Carolina Inns, Fridays on the Front Porch in Chapel Hill. Enjoy free live music every Friday through October 23rd, 5 to 8 p.m. And then Saturdays in Saxapahaw. This is the 11th year for these Saturdays, with events at the Hay Wagon Stage through August 29th. The weekly festivities include performances by top bands featuring bluegrass, back porch, blues, folk, gospel, Latin, Celtic, funk, roots, Americana, and old-time music. Festivities take place every Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. through the end of August. Admission 3 is free, though donations are appreciated. Chatham County's Bynum Front Porch Friday Night Music Series runs through September from 7 to 9 p.m. Please leave your pets and your alcohol at home. Tickets to the event are not needed, but a hat is passed around to compensate the performers, and a $5 to $8 donation is requested. There's also Bynum Front Porch Pickin'. It takes place the second and fourth Saturdays each month from 10 to 2. Weaver Street Markets, three locations, have events. Carboro, After Hours Music on the Lawn, Thursdays, 6:30 to 8:30. And Jazz Brunch on Sundays from 11 to 1. The Hillsboro Store, it's Hillsboro Outdoors every Thursday from 6 to 8. And then at the Southern Village Store, there's Wind Down Wednesdays, 5:30 to 7:30. The Starlight Concert Series in Cary, the concerts are free and take place in the beautiful gardens of the Paige Walker Arts and History Center, the fourth Friday of the month through September. All concerts start at 7. The Sertoma Concert Series, held at Sertoma Amphitheater inside Bond Park. Concert is free and scheduled for August 8th. And it is Songs of Fall. Clayton's Town Square Concert Series. The Clayton Town Square concerts are always the third Thursday of every month through September. Concerts are 7 to 9 p.m. on the Town Square lawn at the corner of Main and Fayetteville Streets in downtown Clayton. Toast and Tunes concerts at Clover Family Vineyards, Apex, held the second Saturday of each month through November from 2 to 4. Concerts at the Crossroads, at Flowers Crossroads, the Beach Music Concerts are 3 to 6 p.m. September 13th, it's Jim Quick and the Coastline Band, and October 11th, it is the Band of Oz. Okay, let's take a look at some of the music festivals going on around the state. August 6th through the 8th, Mountain Dance and Folk Festival, that's in Asheville. Since 1928, the Mountain Dance and Folk Festival has presented a wide repertoire from old-timers as well as the newest generation of mountain musicians, dancers, and cloggers. The festival site is Diana Wortham Theater. Also the 6th through the 8th of August, Soulshine Farm Music Festival in Green Mountain. Now, this festival debuted last year with hopes of becoming a perennial gathering of mountain folk enjoying the old and new mountain ways. The weekend is to include music, hiking, camping, and workshops on topics ranging from songwriting and contra dancing to an edible plants hike, sacred geometry, and sword battle. The festival site, Sunshine Organic Farm. August 7th and 8th, Fines Creek Bluegrass Jam in Clyde. The Bluegrass Jam is the Fines Creek Community Association's primary fundraiser, helping it to support college scholarships. It takes place at the old Fines Creek School. Also the 7th and 8th, Ola Bell Reed Music Festival in Ashe County, the community of Lansing. The celebration named for the acclaimed singer-songwriter presents bands from the Americana, bluegrass, old-time country, and folk traditions. The festival site, Lansing Creeper Trail Park. August 13th through the 15th, NC State Bluegrass Festival in Marion. This campground-based festival is in its 41st year. Bands typically play afternoon and evening sets, though headliners may just play evening shows. The festival site is the Tom Johnson Camping Center Rally Park. August 14th through the 16th, the Irie Vibes Music Festival in Forest City. The festival presents mostly reggae bands from all over the Southeast on three stages, along with vendors, yoga, camping, and more. This takes place at the Copper Mines Event Park. August 15th is the Hoodat Festival in Greensboro. The volunteer-run, non-commercial festival celebrates North Carolina artists and musicians. In addition to electric and acoustic stages, the festival presents a local comedy showcase this year. The festival site for the Hoodat Festival is the Doodad Farm. August 22nd, Groove in the Garden in Raleigh. The Poorhouse Music Hall in downtown Raleigh is putting on a day of local music and food in Raleigh Little Theater's Rose Garden. August 27th through the 29th, Clear Mountain View Music Festival in the Polkville-Lawndale area. The festival offers a weekend full of music on two stages, plus camping, vendors, a sugarcane field sculpture, all on a fourth-generation family farm. The event takes place at Elliott Family Farms. August 28th and 29th, it's the American Roots Bluegrass Festival in Greensboro. And the event planner slash musician and her journalist assistant established the festival last year. In addition to traditional and modern bluegrass and musicians' workshops, vendors offer food, crafts, and merchandise. The festival site is the Groom Inn. August 29th, Youth Fest Christian Music Festival in Lewisburg. This is at the Norris Creek Outdoor Entertainment Complex. Since 2003, the festival put on by the Pilot Baptist Church of Zebulun has grown from a free show on the church lawn to a day-long event with several bands plus a guest speaker, a BMX stunt team, rock climbing wall, obstacle course, a gladiator joust, and more. September 4th and 5th, Smoky Mountain Folk Festival, Lake Junaluska. The festival presents traditional Southern Appalachian music and dance by regional fiddlers, banjo players, string bands, ballad singers, buck dancers, and square dance teams, as well as the sounds of dulcimer, harmonica, jute harp, bagpipes, spoons, saws, and folk ensembles of all sorts. The festival site, Stewart Auditorium, Lake Junaluska Conference and Retreat Center. September 4th through the 6th, Happy Valley Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Lenoir. At the resting place of Tom Dooley's lamented victim, Laura Foster, musicians and music lovers gather each Labor Day weekend to pay homage to the legends and stories of the Yadkin River Valley. The festival site, Jones Farm. September 5 and 6, John Coltrane International Jazz and Blues Festival in High Point. The Labor Day weekend festival is sponsored by the Friends of John Coltrane, which works to preserve and celebrate the life and music of John Coltrane and to enrich the lives of others through the introduction of jazz and other musical genres. Festival site is Festival Park. Also the 5th and 6th, God of Second Chances Music Festival in Cherryville. The Gospel Festival is presented by the Catawba Valley Music Revival, a nonprofit group dedicated to preserving and promoting live music and arts in Catawba County and surrounding areas of North and South Carolina. Festival site is a private farm on Coote Williams Road. Also September 5th and 6th, Prague Day, Chapel Hill. The intimate festival of progressive rock music features artists from all over the world. The festival, which is in its 21st year, embraces a Friday night pre-show at Local 506 in Chapel Hill. Festival site is Storybook Farm. September 6th, New River Blues Festival, Grassy Creek. A Sunday afternoon in the mountains with acclaimed artists performing in a picturesque setting on the banks of the New River. The King Bees are the festival hosts, and the festival site is Riverhouse Country Inn. September 10th through the 12th, it's Hopscotch in Raleigh. Hopscotch, put on by the Independent Weekly of Durham, presents more than 175 national and international bands from rock, hip-hop, alt-country, heavy metal, dance, punk, classical, noise, drone, folk, and more at 15 downtown venues. The festival also presents bands at more than 30 day parties happening throughout the city. Festival sites, City Plaza, Fletcher Opera Theater, and several downtown clubs. September 10th through the 12th as well, Music Fest at Blue Bear Mountain, that's in Todd. The campground-based show features side-by-side stages, and attendance is limited to 500 people. Festival site, Blue Bear Mountain Campground. September 11 and 12, the Catawba Valley Music Revival Music Fest in Cherryville. Catawba Valley Music Revival Incorporated works to preserve and promote live music in the Unifor and surrounding areas of North and South Carolina. Festival site is a private farm on Coote Williams Road. The same weekend, September 11 and 12, the Bull Durham Blues Festival in Durham. The Bull Durham Festival has changed repeatedly over its 25-plus years, but has returned to its usual format of presenting blues and R&B acts in an auditorium show on Friday night, followed by an outdoor festival at the historic baseball park on Saturday. September 11th through the 13th, Mountain Song Festival in Brevard. Proceeds of the Brevard Music Center show, hosted by Steep Canyon Rangers, benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Transylvania County. The festival site is the Whittington Full Auditorium at Brevard Music Center. September 11th through the 13th is National Folk Festival in Greensboro. The festival site is downtown Greensboro. The National Folk Festival, the oldest festival of its kind in the nation, it is put on by the National Council for the Traditional Arts. It presents about 30 acts for free on 7 stages, ranging in size from large open-air venues to small, intimate, acoustic-style stages. September 12th, Charlotte Sunset Jazz Festival in Charlotte. The free festival presents nationally known and local smooth jazz acts. Festival site is Symphony Park. And finally, September 12th and 13th, Stokes Stomp Festival on the Dan. This is in Danbury. The Stokes Stomp Festival on the Dan presents a couple of well-known headliners and local acts, plus a children's music stage along with dance, a parade, arts and crafts, and other activities in a park on the Dan River. The festival site is Moratalk Park. Back Porch Music on the Lawn, American Tobacco Amphitheater. The number is 919-433-1566. Concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9. There are three concerts left in the Back Porch Music on the Lawn series. August 13th, Music Maker All-Star Review, Eddie Tigner, Pee Wee Hayes, Albert White, Nasheed Abdul, and Artie Dean. August 27th, American Aquarium. For nearly a decade, members of American Aquarium have spent the majority of their days on the road, burning through a sprawl of highways during the day and playing hours of raw, rootsy rock and roll at night. And the final concert is September 10th and features Chatham County Line. Chatham County Line is an American bluegrass musical group formed in Raleigh in 1999. The band has released 7 albums. All right, we got a list of upcoming North Carolina festivals and events. August 6th, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. August 7 and 8, Waldensian Festival in Valdez. August 7 and 8, Salisbury Summer Sip. August 8th and 9th, Sneed's Ferry Shrimp Festival. August 8th, Hildebrand Classic Cruise Inn. August 15th, Hot Nights Cool Rides Car Show in Four City. August 15th, the Locust Summer Concert Series. Locust is located in Stanley and Cabarrus Counties. August 16th, it's the Ashboro Summer Concert Series. The 22nd, Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival in Cary. Also the 22nd, Hildebrand Classic Cruise Inn. August 27th through the 29th, the Winterville Watermelon Festival. The 28th and 29th, American Roots Bluegrass Festival in Greensboro. 28th through the 30th, Fin Feathers and Fur in Salisbury. September 3rd, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. September 4th through the 7th, Matthews Alive Festival. Also the 4th through the 7th, it's the North Carolina Apple Festival in Hendersonville. September 4th, Best Buskers Bash Contest, First Friday event, Salisbury. Also on the 4th, Free Boot Friday in Greenville. September 7th, Ashboro Summer Concert Series. September 11 and 12, Historic Morganton Festival, also on the 11th and 12th, Indian Summer Festival in Hertford. September 12th, Bush Hill Heritage Festival in Archdale. Also on the 12th, Leland Founder Day and Hildebrand Classic Cruise Inn. September 12th through the 19th, Beak Week. It's Goldsboro's Poultry Festival. September 16th through the 20th, Clayton Harvest and Music Festival. September 17th through the 20th, the Chatham County Fair in Pittsboro. September 18 and 19, the Eden River Fest. Also on the 18th and 19th, the Pinehurst Oktoberfest. September 19th and 20th, the North Carolina Rice Festival in Belleville. And September 19th, we've got 3 events to talk about. The North Carolina Poultry Festival in Rayford, the Creedmoor Music Festival, and the Locust Summer Concert Series. Okay, audio description information as provided by Arts Access. Audio description is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. Only one item on the schedule right now on Saturday, August 22nd. It is Interstellar, North Carolina Museum of Art Outdoor Movies at 8:30. The Earth is searing itself to a crisp, and an intrepid team of explorers sets out to find mankind's future beyond a wormhole situated among the stars. Once again, this is at the North Carolina Museum of Art, their outdoor movie series, and it starts at 8:30. Durham Performing Arts Center and Theater in the Park both have committed to offer audio description for any performance as long as it's requested with a 2-week advance notice. Be sure to check their schedules for current performance listings. Also, Regal Entertainment Group has new accessibility technologies that are very exciting. They are making changes to accommodate people with and through assisted living, closed captions, blind or low vision, and descriptive audio. Visit their website for more information. Call your local regional theater for information about specific showings. And the North Hills Cinema is among the first in North Carolina to offer audio description on any date, in any theater, for any film that has the audio description encoded into the film. This innovative new technology is part of the Audio Description Project through the American Council for the Blind. To learn if the film you're interested in seeing has audio description, please contact the Regal North Hills Cinema at 919-786-4494. And we have some upcoming down-home concerts that are held at Fletcher Theater, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. These are all sponsored by Pinecone. Their box office number, 919-664-8302, or you can go online to Ticketmaster.com. On Friday, October 30th at 8 o'clock, it's the Gibson Brothers. The Gibson Brothers, by the way, were the first brother duet to earn IBMA's Entertainer of the Year Award when they received it in 2012. The Kruger Brothers will perform Saturday, January 9th. Of course, that's next year at 8 p.m. Last year, the Kruger Brothers premiered their stunning new concerto, Lucid Dreamer, to a capacity crowd at IBMA's Wide Open Bluegrass, presented by Pinecone. Coming up on Friday, January 22nd at 8 p.m., again, this is all part of the Down Home Concert Series at Fletcher Theater, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Again, on Friday, January 22nd at 8 o'clock, an evening with Peter Yarrow. And, of course, that's Peter of Peter, Paul, and Mary. Peter Yarrow's talents as a creative artist, both with the legendary trio Peter, Paul, and Mary, and as a solo performer, are frequently directed at using music to convey a message of humanity and caring. It's MIPSO on Friday, January 29th. The renegade traditionalists of MIPSO, Jacob Sharp on mandolin, Joseph Terrell on guitar, Libby Rodenbaugh on fiddle, and Wood Robinson on double bass, are doing their part to take four-part harmony and Appalachian influences into new territory. Friday, February 26th at 8, I Draw Slow. Ireland-based roots band I Draw Slow will soon release their third album. Irish music has a long, rich history of influencing old-time music and related styles. And the final event on this down-home concert series, North Carolina Heritage Awards Ceremony. That's on Wednesday, May 25th. The North Carolina Heritage Awards, a program of the North Carolina Arts Council, returns to honor our state's masters of the traditional arts. Okay, coming up at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh, we'll start out. All of these events are at 5:30 on Fridays. August 7th, the Onyx Club Boys. August 14th, Teacup Gin. August 21st, Sidecar Social Club. August 28th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. September 4th, the Hay Brothers. September 11th, Sidecar Social Club. September 18th, David Dyer Trio. And September 25th, it's Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Also at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Saturday, August 29th, it's an evening with the Mavericks, an incomparable roots rock and country band with a Latin twist. The Mavericks have released two critically acclaimed albums. And on Friday, September 25th, it's an evening with the Dawes, the young Southern California folk rock band featuring brothers Taylor and Griffin Goldsmith, has been soaring since 2009. Dawes plays at Old School, writes Scott Timberg in the Los Angeles Times. The group's music evokes the best of the classic canyon rock era of the 60s and 70s. And we're going to wrap up with what's coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. You can get more information by calling them at 919-996-8700. August 5th through the 16th, it's Sleuth, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series at Kennedy Theater. August 27th through the 30th, Carousel, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Nights at Fletcher Opera Theater. September 8th through the 13th, Dirty Dancing, Broadway Series South and North Carolina Theater. Seen by millions across the globe, this worldwide smash hit tells the classic story of Baby and Johnny, two fiercely independent young spirits from different worlds who come together in what will be the most challenging and triumphant summer of their lives. September 20th, it's Keishan and Kenhaya Reload, Bay Mandy Concert Hall. September 24th through the 27th, The Planets, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. October 8th through the 25th, it's Symphony Fantastique, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Here's one for the kids on October 11th, Alvin and the Chipmunks, live at Memorial Auditorium. Alvin and the Chipmunks Live on stage is a dynamic, engaging, interactive, music-filled tour featuring music by One Direction, Maroon 5, Carly Rae Jepsen, Elvis Presley, and more. The Chipmunks are tricked by Ian Hawke to put on a fundraising concert to save Woodstock. October 20th through the 25th, it is Into the Woods, Memorial Auditorium. Straight off the success of the hit motion picture, venture into the woods with us and learn what happens to your favorite fairy tale characters before and after the words, happily ever after. October 30th, the Gibson Brothers, Pinecone Event, Fletcher Opera Theater. October 30th and November 1st, it is Madame Butterfly, North Carolina Opera at Memorial Auditorium. Seduced and abandoned, a young Japanese woman falls in love with a handsome American sailor. He promises to return to her, and though every runner around her tells her to give up, she hopes against hope that he will come back. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.